Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
After nearly 18 years and with more than 32,000 civilian deaths over the last decade, there may be an end in sight for the war in Afghanistan, the longest war in American history. On Sunday, representatives from the Taliban and Afghan delegates met to begin talks that could finally stop the violence that has plagued the country for years. This meeting coincides with the seventh round of negotiations happening now between the Taliban and the U.S. and signals that an announcement about when U.S. troops will be withdrawn could be on the way. Joining us now is Barney Rubin, director of the Afghanistan-Pakistan Regional Program at NYU Center on International Cooperation and former advisor to the U.S. State Department and the United Nations. Welcome back to The Takeaway, Barney.
Thank you.
So before we get deep into the negotiations, let's talk about the Taliban's attack in Kabul last week and then yesterday in Ghazni. Have those attacks impacted the peace talks?
Well, they certainly have impacted the popular views about them, because I see on social media, Afghans are expressing a lot of anger and many of them are saying that they should be suspended. However, in all peace talks, you know, peace talks take place because you're at war. So incidents like this always happen during peace talks, and it's a very difficult decision, but often people decide to persevere despite the fact. I mean, these incidents underline how important it is to end the war.
These are ongoing meetings between the U.S. and the Taliban, and it's the seventh time these two groups have met for negotiations and peace talks. What has held up these talks in the past?
Well, for a long time, the United States took the position that the Taliban had to simply be eliminated or excluded. They would accept their surrender, but they would not accept negotiations with them because they had sheltered al-Qaeda. That changed gradually over time, but most decisively during the Obama administration. At the same time, also, the Taliban had no political real capacity. They were just fighters. They finally decided that they needed to have some kind of political commission, and they started outreach as well, wanting to talk to the United States. But the United States argued that the Taliban should talk to the Afghan government. After all, they're Afghans, that's the sovereign government. The Taliban said no, they would only speak to the country that had overthrown them before that government was even in existence, and not to the government that, they, in their view, the United States had put in power. Finally, the Trump administration, or President Trump himself, decided basically that he had had enough of Afghanistan and he wanted to get out, and they agreed to talk directly to the Taliban. And not only that, but to put on the table a real proposal for a U.S. withdrawal. And that made it possible for these negotiations to take place.
We talk about ending this war, which is the longest war that the United States has fought. How many troops are still in Afghanistan? And is it even feasible to imagine an Afghanistan without an American military presence?
Well, first of all, long as the war may be for us, it's much longer for Afghans, because the U.S. part of the war has gone on since October 2001, after 9/11. But the Afghans have been at war since 1978 and 1979. That is over 40 years now. So we're talking about putting an end to generations of bloodshed and suffering, and it's important not to lose sight of that. Of course, most countries in the world exist without American military presence. Afghanistan has existed throughout hundreds of years of history without an American military presence. The question is how that transition is going to take place, because, of course, over 40 years of war, the country has become very unstable. Its institutions have weakened, and all major political and social groups in the country are dependent on external support in one way or another. So managing that transition will be very difficult. But on the other hand, Afghanistan will never be stable in the long run if it's dependent on a foreign troop presence.
Barney Rubin is the director of the Afghanistan-Pakistan Regional Program at NYU Center on International Cooperation. Barney, thank you.
Thank you.